Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Snort the baseline earlier this year. That might be a little, you know, extreme.
Yeah, Michigan.
But like Kyle Freeland, dude, it's not 1994. It's not 1904. It's 2025. Have you not watched the sport? Did you watch the Home Run Derby?
Do you know what year he was born? He's born in 93. He's the same age as me. He's 32.
Well,
I don't understand this whole rationale showing people up. Dude, you're not 50.
He didn't even show him up.
He literally just hit a home run.
He hit a home run and was watching to see if it went fair or foul as was holding the bat as he's going down the line. Didn't even look at Freeland. And then, like, the other element of this is, you know, I've seen Roger Clemens fire a bat at Mike Piazza and not get ejected from a game. And you're ejecting Chapman and Adames for a couple shoves, a couple pushes. I mean, baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Just give me a break.
So we were talking about Rafi Devers becoming a Giant yesterday, and whether you agree with that or not, 888-957-9570. Then you said, hey, not just Devers, Willie Adames.
Yeah, Willie Adames.
He showed some fight yesterday when I thought he was the one that was actually going to throw some punches and get out there. And I know Dave Fleming on the call said that. And then you saw him squaring up, ready to go multiple times. But he gets ejected. Matt Chapman is the first one to run in there and shove Kyle Freeland and say, hey, back off, bro. And it sounds like the Giants players have been waiting for Freeland to do something like this for a long time. Because check out what Logan Webb, the actual starting pitcher that actually pitched in the game for more than 0.0 innings, 5 innings yesterday, 7 hits, 2 earned runs given up yesterday.
But he threw Kyle Freeland threw 8 pitches.
Eight pitches. Logan Webb, talking about him.
Surprised it hasn't happened before with that guy. So just kind of runs his mouth a lot of times, and Rafi got him good. So
for Logan Webb to say that, incendiary levels. That is
runs his mouth is what he said.
One more time.
Did I hear that correctly?
One more time. Logan Webb, the guy that is the quiet storm, if you will. Who doesn't say all, he's not a controversial figure at all.
At all.
He doesn't go, he is not a hot take guy. This is what he had to say about the opposing pitcher yesterday for the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Freeland.
Surprised it hasn't happened before with that guy. So just kind of runs his mouth a lot of times. And Rafi got him good. So
Rafi got him good. I love that, too. You know, he loved it.
Wow.
The entire Giants dugout loved it. I know Bob Melvin's secretly loving it. Not that his guys got ejected. I'm sure he's pissed off about that.
I didn't see Bob. Did Bob sprint out?
He was out there. No, he was out there controlling the Devers. He was holding on to Devers.
They're fired up when Bob's showing a pulse.
Well, my favorite part was when Bob and Devers was talking. I think Phil Cuzzi or one of the umpires and one of the crew. And they're like, Bob was making sure. He's like, yeah, he can still run the bases after this, right? He's not getting ejected. Okay. Just like, making sure everything's okay. Because he came back out to run the bases, which was my favorite part.
Easily the best part was, the home run shot with no one on the bases. So great.
Michael Morse did that years ago as a Nat, where he had to do a fake swing and then run around the bases. But I remember one year, I don't know if someone got hurt or ejected, Emmanuel Burris.
That's right. What happened was Benji hit the home run. But it didn't go out clearly, so they had to review it. But Bochy lifted Benji for a pinch runner.
That's what it was.
Because they thought it was a base hit. They review it. Oh, it's actually a home run. But since they announced the pinch runner, Manny Burris had to finish the home run for Benji.
The original ghost runner was back then for Emmanuel Burris.
Unbelievable. Like, to be honest with you, though, I'm watching the highlight. There's about a 10, what do you think, about 10, 15 minute, pause in action.
That's about right.
And I'm calling and back and forth, and my phone's ringing, and everything's going crazy. And I've seen, and I mean this sincerely, I have seen situations in youth baseball where there may be a runner on second or a runner on third, and there's less than two outs, and a guy gets a base hit, and he doesn't run all the way to first base. And the guy comes around and scores, and the team celebrates. And because the kid never touched first base, there's still a force out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I've seen things happen, and I'm thinking, are they going to eject Rafi while he's running the bases and then say, he never touched home, hence it's not a home run, it's actually an out? I didn't know how they were going to adjudicate it, because let's call it what it is. Like, sometimes they get it way wrong.
I think as soon as the bench is clear, and they did this correctly, as soon as benches start clearing, it's like a dead ball. It's like a timeout on the field almost. Like, and I know there's no timeouts.
Like a dead ball situation.
Exactly. It's dead ball. It's like, we're picking this up where we left off. We'll let Devers finish his home run trot, but as soon as benches start clearing and these guys are going at each other, we're just going to call it dead right there. I think ejecting, Chapman and Adames is kind of weak in regards to that. I understand why they did it. It just felt like it was pretty weak sauce, because it was Freeland that was starting that thing. To set the tone that was weak sauce from the Colorado Rockies, a team that has now lost 100 games on the season. Like, that's when you need to have some nuance. If you're Phil Cuzzi, and if you're the crew chief of whoever it was yesterday, you need to have some nuance in this thing. It's like, no. This guy was looking to get ejected early on. I'm sorry. I could buy if it was the fourth or fifth inning, you've thrown 80, 90 pitches, and you're struggling, and I get it. You've sucked this year.
Yep.
You have three wins. I get it. You're the ace on a bad team. I don't even know if he's considered the ace, but who cares? There's no ace on a bad team like that. Like, I would understand that at least. But the fact that it was the second batter, like, really? Really? Like, that's where I have no problem with Chapman and Adames checking this dude. Because that is Bush League.
Well,
that
he walked at him like he was, and he kept jarring at him. And you see, Devers is the one, by the way, who gets stopped by the umpire before Freeland does.
Yes.
Because the first base umpire is closer in proximity to Devers and is trying to separate Devers. Devers wasn't the one initiating action, conversation, or movement. It was Freeland.
He was responding.
100%. Yeah. And I thought Freeland was just a total punk in the entire situation. And again, look, these pitchers, they throw at everyone. Like, I understand there is going to be an element of, hey, a guy runs his mouth, you're able to throw up and in. Like, there is a checks and balances that I believe in when it comes to Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
There are some elements of that. In this situation, I don't understand why Freeland's mad. If you are that pissed, you have one of two options. Number one, take it out on the next guy or the next at-bat for Devers. Or number two, how about you don't serve up the home run? How about that?
That's literally it. And then that's where we're healing as a society, I truly believe, because I like to go to, and it's not the bastion of knowledge, social media when it comes to this thing, because all the clips I saw, and a lot of Rockies fans too, if you ever met one. By the way, if you are a Colorado Rockies fan, I'd love to hear from you today, 888-957-9570, if any of you are out there. But, you know, I saw multiple comments saying, yeah, don't give up the home run. Don't give up the home run. Just, it's as simple. Just be better. And I think that's where we are at as a society now, that the Kyle Freelands of the world. And listen, I know Giants fans feel some type of way because Bumgarner was like this at times.
But let's call what it is with Bumgarner. The act war thing.
Yes.
And I think we all felt the same way. Wow, you're a legend. I'm not feeling this. No. Yeah, Max.
I got tired of defending it.
I did too. Like, it was one thing when it was Puig and it was the heart of the rivalry. It was also 12, 13 years ago with Puig. Like, yeah. That's how long ago it was. And so, you know, our entire norms of how the game is played baseball-wise has shifted. By the time 2019 came around and Max Muncy did that, I was like, no. And I remember being on air the next day, and I was like, Bum, this act is tired.
Yeah.
So this thing, like, gotcha, Giants fans, you supported Bumgarner. Now, by the end, we were all shifting our thoughts.
Exactly. Well, and they were losing, too. Like, the team wasn't very good. Like, that's part of this thing where it's like, what are we doing here? And also, like, who's Rafi Devers to Kyle Freeland? Like, there's no beef there.
I don't know the backstory.
He's an American League guy for most of his career. He's been here for a cup of coffee. Like, what is he? Who is that guy? It's so random. Like, I kind of would have understood it,
so random,
if it was the Dodgers or the Padres. But the Rockies? You have 39 wins.
But here's where
Why are you going out of your way to do this?
But this is where I would say, like, and this is the element of, as you get a little older, you never know what someone's going through behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You just never know. So maybe something else in his life, and I'm speculating here, but like, I've had moments where I've exploded on someone and like I've retconned myself and I'm like, oh my gosh, that individual did not have that coming and didn't realize like I was in a bad place for X, Y, and Z reasons and I'm in the wrong for exploding the way that I did. And that person just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I bet you the Freeland thing is more that than it is anything Rafi, you know, driven. Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
Keith Law on line one.
Hey, look, I do the Devers deal.
Serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.